This is Long Shots, VSiN's premier golf betting podcast. Here's Matt Brown, Wes Reynolds, and Kelly Bidlin.
Welcome to Long Shots. Kelly Bidlin, Wes Reynolds here. We are starting the week with Around the World with Wes Reynolds, as we always do, checking in on the DP World Tour. Wes, been a couple weeks, buddy. How you been?
Been doing well, man. The golf spending naturally has been going pretty good for the summer. We know the spring, and we'll get into that when we get into the FedEx St. Jude, because we got that old problem named Scottie Scheffler back in that field. So we know what it's been. But, you know, when he's not in the field, feel like you got a chance of cashing out right and betting on him, of course.
Right. Isn't it amazing how that works? I am definitely with you. It is not going to be a banner golf betting year by any means for me, but oh my God, thank God for the last about 7 or 8 weeks, because it's made things a lot better.
Summer has been good. It has been a good summer.
Yeah, has not been bad. Wes, I know you hit a pre-tournament outright on Aaron Rye. I did get involved live on him at 10-1. I know I missed the pod last week, but I know we got a couple tweets. You were on him before the tournament, and I know Matt was involved heavily in some placement markets on Clanton. So saw a couple tweets on that. Thank you for everybody who's tweeting at us. Let's see, at M Brown M2, I believe, or at Matt Brown M2, one of those two. Mm-hmm. I used to know this stuff, man. At Wes Reynolds 1, right, Wes?
Yes, that is correct.
I'm failing. Okay, and then at Kelly Bidlin. Mine's easy. You just have to know how to spell my name properly, which is easier said than done, I guess. Okay, but we are back we have the FedEx Cup playoffs that we will be recording a pod on later. That will be up tomorrow morning. If you are listening at home tonight to this, we'll have that up with Matt Brown as well. All three of us will be going through everything for the St. Jude that we have bet. Wanted to start the week, though, with Around the World. We're going to, and I should also mention, head to VSiN.com tomorrow, right, Wes? You will have Liv right up there tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'll do a brief overview. By the way, it is at the Greenbrier in West Virginia, which used to host the Greenbrier Classic. So, top of the odds board, John Rahm resumes his spot after he won the last event, Live UK, and should have won the Olympic gold. Unfortunately for me, he did not. But
yeah, me too, buddy.
I'm seeing some 650, and then Bryson at plus 750, Joaquin Neiman, $8. Tyrrell Hatton, 9-1, Cam Smith, 16-1, Oosthuizen, Garcia, Gooch at 20-1. So this will be at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. That'll get started on Friday. There's only a couple stores, I think DK and FanDuel, that have prices out. You might get a couple more tomorrow. So I'll have that write-up up probably like Wednesday afternoon.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. So for this week, we head over to the Dungeons and Dragons Real Check Masters. It's my favorite tournament of the year, where they play golf and Dungeons and Dragons at the same time. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how Wes handicaps it, but he does it every year. We talk about it every year. I make the same dumb joke every year. I don't even know what D&D, what is that company? Do you even know, Wes? I probably ask that question every year, too.
You know,
and I don't even know.
It is a D&D Real is the company. They became the sponsor of this event. I don't think I put it in this year's write-up. I had it in there last year, but it is a company that is based in the Czech Republic. It should be. And by the way, a new course here. So I will check and I will get that answer to you momentarily.
you don't need to. I'm trying to find it, too, which is surprisingly more difficult than I would have thought.
Yeah, this is. There's always like the switching of sponsors in these events.
D&D Co. Limited, founded in 1979, company's line of business includes the wholesale distribution of women's, children's and infants clothing and accessories. That's what one internet return gives me. So anyways, we're here to talk about the betting, though. So Real Check Masters, the board looks like this. Tom McKibben, 12-1. Matthew Jordan, 18-1. Richard Mansell, 20-1. Bernd Wiesberger, 20-1. Everybody else, 22-1 or longer. Wes, tell us a little bit about the course that we're looking at this week, and then we'll get into your bets.
Yeah, we have a new course here, by the way. Last 9 years, they were at what's called the Albatross Course in the southwest part of Prague. Now moves a few miles east to PGA National Oaks, which is a par 72, 75, 92, so about 100 yards longer. It is designed by Kyle Phillips. It was finished in 2020, so a pretty new course. So if you look at some of the Kyle Phillips courses, tends to be a little bit linksy in feel, modern links, a lot of bunkers, a lot of lawn fescue rough, very large bent grass green. greens. There are some tree line holes as well as some exposed ones. So it's kind of a little bit of a hybrid here. Some of the other Kyle Phillips designs, Kings Barnes, which is part of that Alfred Dunhill Lynx rotation in Scotland, Bernardus Golf and Hilversmuth over in Netherlands, which hosts the KLM Open or has in previous years, Dundonald Lynx, the 2017 Scottish, Yas Lynx, which was the 2023 Abu Dhabi Championship. So if you're looking maybe for a little bit of course correlation, that's what you want to do. But keep in mind, you know, we don't really have any previous course form data because this is a first time course. So Look, I put the prices in the write up just to give you an idea who won here. I don't think these courses are all that different. But there is, you know, you can't necessarily go on previous form. By the way, the guy that won last year is Todd Clemens, who is 400-1 won here. So I wish I was on that. I don't have any 400-1 shots, though, on this card.
Yeah, so someone send me a tweet at me and Wes, since I just gave you our Twitter handles, and tweeted us the winning ticket from that event from last year, and we'll come up with some kind of VEASAN swag to send you. How about that? How about that, Wes?
We would love that, yes.
We got something in the prize closet we can
we do.
Can figure out, yeah. Lots of tums. At a minimum, we can send you a lot of tums.
Oh, we got that, unless they've been sold.
Yeah, unless they've been sold. That's right. All right. The betting action for this week, my man. How deep did you go?
Yeah, just played a few here, and I started one kind of lower price, Matthew Jordan, 22-1. Top 10 finish at the Open, second straight year he did that, this time at Royal Troon. Three top fives, six top tens. If you look all-around game, 11th off the tee, 18th on approach, 10th tee to green, 15th for GIR. So he's been kind of knocking at the door a little bit. Maybe it'll be like a fellow Englishman, Aaron Rye, did at the Wyndham last week when you kind of knock at the door and maybe somebody finally answers. So Matthew Jordan, 22-1.
If he wants to be like Aaron Rye, it's really easy, Wes. You just got to have someone completely collapse in front of you.
You just got to have somebody make a snowman and hit one out of bounds and four putt on a par three. So if that can happen, Matthew Jordan's in business. Sammy Valimaki, 40-1, the man from Finland who's played he's played on the PGA Tour like all season. He, by the way, did not make the top 70, but he is inside the top 100 on the FedEx Cup points list. So he's probably going to keep his card. I believe that's determined for that FedEx Cup fall where you got to be in the 125. It was largely due to being a runner-up at the Mexico Open to Jake Knapp. He's won in this nation before in the Czech Republic a couple times on what was the Pro Golf Tour, one of the developmental tours before you get to the Challenge and then the DP World Tour. He was T4 in this event last year, different course. Good results, though, on these Kyle Phillips designs. Was 10th, top 10 at Yas Lynx in Abu Dhabi, 10th at Valderrama, which, by the way, Kyle Phillips restored, which is now part of LIV, and then T6 at the Alfred Dunhill Lynx where Kings Barnes is in the rotation. So gets a drop in class here. Been playing the PGA Tour against better players. So this is a drop here. So this maybe could be where he scores. Yannick Paul, 40-1, the German, four top 11s this finish, top 10 in Albatross in this event last year, eighth on tour for greens and regulation. So pretty solid ball striker, at least with the irons. One that I really like, and I like the story behind it too, but I like how the player is playing, and that's Joe Dean from England, 66-1. Two runner-up finishes this year in Kenya, and then also at the KLM Open in the Netherlands. Top five in Belgium, was top 25 in his first Open Championship last month at Royal Troon. Earlier this year, by the way, this guy, Joe Dean, who is a rookie on the DP World Tour, he was working as a delivery driver for a UK-based grocery chain called Morrison's.
We caught this during the Open. Yeah,
and that was helping him fund, like, the pricier flights because, you know, you're flying from England. It's hard to fly to, like, to South Africa and to Kenya or to Asia and play these World Tour events, but he no longer has to do so with these two runner-ups, and he knows he's going to be keeping his card for next year, so he can focus on winning. So Joe Dean, 66-1. And then one bomb I played, and this guy is in horrible form. This is a name that I think most of our listeners will know, and it's Rafael Cabrera Bello at 150-1. He was a top 20 ranked player, by the way, back in 2017, and now he's in like the mid 400s. Missed 11 of 18 cuts this year, just one top 10 finish. But I took a stab just on a course correlation because he won at Dundonald Lynx in 2017, where they had the Scottish Open. That's a Kyle Phillips design. Runner up at Yas Lynx over in Abu Dhabi 2 years ago in 2022. So he has some pretty good records on these courses. So that's worth a stab, and you'll see some of these get home on the DP World Tour. But that's my group for this week.
I like it. I will be tailing you on Valimaki. That was Well, I didn't scroll that far down the board. I'm surprised he's that long in this type of field when we've seen him play some good golf on the PGA Tour this year, as you talked about.
And another guy that's in this field that was third last week at the Wyndham, Ryo Hisasuni from Japan. He is 25-1, so another drop in class. But yeah, I was a little bit surprised that maybe some of the Europeans that didn't make the top 70 didn't decide to go ahead and play here this week. So it's a little bit of a downfield than what I thought. I think when we get to September, when we get to some of like the UK events, you'll have better fields.
Yeah, it was, I kind of had as you were running through your bets, I kind of had that whole thought process of, wow, I'm kind of surprised some of these guys are in the field. I'm like, wait, Kelly, why are you surprised, man? The PGA Tour is done for the season, unless you're in the playoffs. So yeah, these guys are going to be looking to play elsewhere. But then I went and scrolled through the board. I'm like, wait, where are some of these other names that didn't make the playoffs? I'm surprised they're not playing in this. But so, yeah, we have just pulled up the DP World Tour schedule. I mean, look, if you are a heavy PGA Tour golfer, and we will, just like we did last fall, Wes and I, at a minimum, will be here with you. Every week there's a golf tournament talking about this stuff as long as we are betting it. And DP World Tour, is this right, Wes? They wrap up the playoffs in mid-November?
Yeah, because that's what they do. They do the thing in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
You know, the Abu Dhabi Championship where we got
Nikolai. So what do they have, 2 months off then? Not even that?
Yeah,
I mean, geez, we thought these PGA Tour guys had, ooh, such a tough schedule.
Yeah, because I'm looking at this schedule because, and a lot of times, you know, they want to get some of the high profile European players, and maybe they will with it not being a Ryder Cup year. I know they have the British Masters, which will probably get a decent field. Nick Faldo hosting that first weekend of September. They have our favorite, the European Masters over there in Switzerland, in the Swiss Alps.
That's coming up. That's where we're going remote one of these days. Yes. One of these days.
The Irish Open, the BMW PGA, which is one of their big events.
That's a Wentworth, $9 million purse, damn.
The Spanish Open, the Dunhill Links, the Open de France, returning to Le Golf National, where the Olympic Games were held. So, yeah, you've got some pretty good events. And then they do that Desert Swing. They do Yas Links in Abu Dhabi, and then the DP World Tour at the Earth Course at Jumeirah Golf Estates. So, yeah, they finished November 17th for the race to Dubai.
Yeah, plenty of golf left to go in the DP World Tour. So, okay, great. I'm going to tell you on Valimaki. I like that call. Go through your other outright plays real quick again.
Yeah, Sammy Valimaki, you mentioned 40-1. Matthew Jordan, 22-1. Yannick Paul, also at 40-1. Joe Dean, 66-1. And Rafa Cabrera-Bello, 150-1. I may add one, but that's just all I had for today.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, all of our bets for all these golf tournaments, always up at VSiN.com. Make sure to head there to find those, as well as Wes's write-ups on all these tournaments that will be going on, and including the St. Jude, where, again, PGA Tour, if you're betting it every single week, you need to be writing what Wes is reading what Wes is writing every week, because he does a great job with all these course breakdowns and field breakdowns and everything like that. So it's a part of my handicapping process. Should be a part of yours, too, if you're betting golf week in and week out. Hope you enjoyed this version of Long Shots. Again, catch us back tomorrow morning in your podcast feed. We will have everything that we are betting for the St. Jude. Until then, take it easy.